Welcome to From Caving In to Crushing It, the podcast for those who find themselves immersed in adversity and choose to write their story instead of having others write it for them. I'm Drew Duraney, and I'm your host.
Today's guest is Michael Taylor. Coach Michael Taylor is an entrepreneur, author of 12 books, motivational speaker, certified life coach, podcaster, and radio and TV show host who has dedicated his life to empowering men and women to reach their full potential by transforming their lives from the inside out. He knows firsthand how to overcome adversity and build a rewarding and fulfilling life, and he is sharing his knowledge and wisdom with others to support them in creating the life of their dreams. Enjoy the show. Michael Taylor, it's so good to see you, my friend.
Good morning, Drew. Glad to be here, my friend.
So I was telling you before, I always love the first few minutes before we hit the record button because I always learn something about my guest. I mean, you and I were introduced, and I always like to give credit. Do you remember who introduced us?
Lion Goodman.
We got to give credit to Lion Goodman. Lion introduced us. I always like to give credit publicly. Initially, this is going to be just the audio version. And at some point, I am going to put the video version out there when I get my whole YouTube thing going. I want to tell people the backdrop behind Michael right now is real. And I said, somebody did that. It's an interior designer. And his wife designed it. He built it. This guy's got talents beyond belief. So we'll talk less about interior design and building today, and we're going to talk more about Michael Taylor, the human being, because I'm telling you, you're all going to be fascinated. So, Michael, thank you so much for coming on, my friend.
It is my absolute pleasure being here with you today, Drew.
Mine too, my friend. So, you know, Michael, and I know we talked about this before, when we're young, we're taught that life is linear, right? We're told, and it's not our parents' fault, and it wasn't their parents' fault, and their parents, it's just what they were taught, and they pass it on. Life is not linear. We are taught life is linear. We're said, hey, Michael, Drew, if you do A plus B plus C plus D, E's going to happen, and we believe it. And then inevitably, Michael, something comes along, some external circumstance that gets in between one of those letters, starts laughing and say, this is life. And, you know, it happens to us and we're not prepared. And either we notice it or we don't. And if we notice it, we have a choice. And I bring people on this show who made the decision not to run away from adversity and instead confronted it, plowed through it, and become stronger human beings because of the adversity. And I know you are one of those people, Michael. So I'm so happy to have you on. Can you please, for the audience and for me, reach back as far as you need to and find that defining moment for you that was either that gentle tap on the shoulder or, like I needed, the 2x4 upside my head that said, Michael Taylor, there's a better way to live. Seize it. And you did. Let's start there.
Well, at the age of 23, I was living the American dream. I had the house, the wife, the 2.5 kids, the vacations and all of that. And by society standards, I was pretty successful.
Right.
And by the age of 29, my American dream turned into the American nightmare as I went through a divorce, bankruptcy, foreclosure, a deep, deep state of depression. Mm. I was actually homeless for 2 years living out of my car.
Wow.
And it's amazing because, as you mentioned earlier, I was doing everything society said I was supposed to do to be happy. Mm-hmm. And I was absolutely miserable. And I couldn't figure out why. And so during those dark periods of my life, I received a miracle. I was sitting up late one night because I was too depressed to sleep. And I was sitting at the edge of my bed, looking across the room at my bookshelf, when I noticed every book on my bookshelf had something to do with getting rich or making money.
Hmm.
And as I looked at those books, this question just popped in my head. Michael, what if you took all the energy and effort you've used in trying to get rich and simply figure out how to be happy? It was that one simple question that literally changed and saved my life in an instant. Because as a result of asking myself that question, I stopped looking outside of myself and I began what I'll call my journey of transformation.
I love that. Man, I'm impressed by that because that what you went through, you went through the living in your car for 2 years. I cannot relate to that. And that's unbelievable. To me, that defining moment was a tap on the shoulder, though, because you realized something was out there that was better for you. So can you take us through that transformation and how you applied what that tap on the shoulder did for you and brought you to where you are?
Well, here's how I see it. You call it a tap on the shoulder. We can call it a divine 2x4 upside the head, whatever you want to call it.
Yep,
But as difficult and as painful as my divorce was,
absolutely.
it was the best thing that ever happened to me because it challenged me for the first time to stop looking outside of myself and to begin that inner journey that I talked about.
Right, absolutely.
So that's what propelled me to begin the journey, if you will, my transformational journey. So again, as I look back in retrospect, if not for my divorce, I would have never become a writer. I would have never become a speaker. I
Very
would
true.
never have the what I call an extraordinary life for me. So talking about adversity, I actually chronicled my journey in a book that I wrote called Adversity is Your Greatest Ally. How to use life challenges as stepping stones to live the life of your dreams.
Unbelievable.
So for all the guys or people who are watching this, know with absolute certainty that in my belief system, the universe is perfect. Everything does happen for a reason. But we have to be willing to look deeply within to find the meaning and the reasons behind the events that happen.
Love
And
that.
when we do, life becomes a miracle.
Well, Michael, how did you that it's that self-awareness that is key that many men especially don't have. So that self-awareness, did that is that God-given to you, or was that something you worked on purposefully so you could be aware of your thoughts and behaviors?
Well, here's how it started for me.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer in miracles.
Okay,
Miracles happen in
definitely.
lots of different ways.
Absolutely.
Some people may call them miracles, some people may call them synchronicities, whatever. Well, anyway,
Yeah.
I'm sitting up late one night because I'm too depressed to sleep, and I see this commercial about depression. And as I watch the commercial, I recognize that I have all of the symptoms.
Okay.
And it hit me like a 2x4. I went, oh man, because I didn't even recognize I was depressed at the
No,
time.
you prep. No, absolutely. I
Didn't
understand that.
recognize. And so I watched that commercial. And the first thing that I always do is I'm somewhat analytical. So the first thing I did was I started researching depression. I started reading books and trying to figure it all out in my head. And then I read a book, and this guy said, the only way to heal is to create what he called an interpersonal bridge with another human being. And as I read that, something clicked because I realized that was an issue for me. Because number one, I had a deep lack of trust in people, fear of
Obviously.
vulnerability, but I knew that whatever he was saying made a lot of sense. And so in my little rational mind, I said, I need to create this interpersonal bridge. How do I do that? Well, I figured a therapist would be the perfect person to
Many
help
of us would do that. That's the first
create
thing we'd think of.
that bridge. So I gained the courage to go to therapy. And that's how my journey really, really began, by gaining the courage to go to therapy.
Unbelievable. And actually, this is going to be an important point because many men, when they make the decision to find a therapist, we often don't know how to go about that because I firmly believe it doesn't just have to be a therapist. You got to click. You got to. So the interview process, whatever it is, how did you find the appropriate therapist who would suit your needs? Because if you find the wrong one right away, you're not going back.
But here's the thing, Drew. There are only two things that will cause a man to want to change. One is pain, and the other is what I call divine discontent. It's just an inner feeling and inner knowing that my life is just off, and I don't may not know what it is, but something's missing, right?
Got it. Okay, yes.
So for me, I was in so much pain, I didn't have a choice. It was either get help or die.
All right, gotcha. Understood.
Yeah. So
understood.
When I decided that I wanted to go to therapy, as you mentioned, the question becomes, how do I find the right therapist?
Yeah.
Now, I had a couple of issues. Number one, as a man who happens to be Black, my yeah. first question was, do I have to have a Black therapist?
Ooh, okay, yeah. Yeah, good question. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
My second question was, should I have a male or a female? How do I choose the therapist? Well, here's Michael. Here's Michael Taylor's way of finding his therapist.
This should be good. Okay.
I was scratching my head because I was asking all these questions, trying to figure out how to find the perfect therapist. And then I decided, now this tells you how long ago it's been. I got a phone book.
Oh, I love it.
I flipped through the therapy section.
You did. Okay. No, you didn't cover your eyes. You covered your eyes. I
covered my eyes.
And you just put the finger down.
Put my finger down on the therapist. I said, I'm going to this person. Because I was just killing myself overanalyzing how to find the right therapist. And I was just frustrated and tired. I said, look, okay, so let me just, boom. Now, once again, wow. I believe the universe is perfect.
Yep.
So the person that I chose happened to be a female.
Okay.
Happened to be white.
Okay.
She was absolutely perfect.
I love it. I love it. And there's the universe. Oh my gosh. So for those of you who are too young to visualize the phone book, it was just like a huge like book that actually a lot of people who were shorter and couldn't like see above the steering wheel may even put that on their car chair so they could see above the steering wheel when there was an electronic seat raisings, whatever. So this thick book, it had part of it was yellow for the yellow pages were commercial and the other parts white for like, regular people, whatever. And there were sections. And I can just see Michael opening up to the yellow section, going to the T for therapist, covering his eyes and taking his finger and just pointing. And he found the right therapist. So don't overthink, people. If you need help, find help. Don't overanalyze it. Okay, sorry. There's my soapbox. Go ahead.
But Drew, also, again, and again, this is for the guys, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
The three most difficult words any man will ever say is, I need help.
I need help. Absolutely.
So first and foremost, guys, if you're watching this, there is no shame in saying, I need help. Mm-hmm. That is not a sign of weakness. That is a sign of strength. So if you're dealing with stuff, and we all have stuff to deal with, if you're dealing with some stuff and you've been questioning what to do next, the first thing to do is be willing to say, I need help. And then the help will start to show up.
Thank you for saying that, Michael, because it's that first step. That's your biggest step. And you need to take that first step. I need help. And Michael and I have asked for help finally. And where we are, now. So thanks, Michael. All right. So where has this catapulted you right now?
Well, again, as I look back and reflect over my life, I've known since I was approximately 10 years old that I wanted to be an entrepreneur.
Okay.
I've always known. I started my first company when I was 14 years old. When I was in high school, I had three companies. I installed car stereos.
Okay.
Had a DJ business. And I had a janitorial service where I cleaned motorcycle shops. I had two clients that I cleaned their motorcycles. Wow,
that's a niche. Okay.
All this in high school. So I've always known I wanted to be an entrepreneur.
Good for you. So
what all of my challenges and adversity has led me to, doing what I absolutely love doing, which is empowering others to build extraordinary lives. Wow. And I have a focus on men and men's work. The majority of my books I've written are based on what I call the changing roles of manhood and masculinity.
I love that.
That is something that I'm absolutely passionate about because I believe the greatest challenge we have on the planet right now is to redefine manhood and masculinity. Because when we do, we will see the eradication of the majority of social ills in our society.
I agree 100%.
So that's kind of where I am right now. I am living my version of an extraordinary life. I've been blissfully married for the past 23 years. I've got three grown children that I absolutely love, and I know they love me, and that's kind of the icing on the cake.
I love it.
And most importantly, I get to make the world a little bit better place by sharing my wisdom.
Absolutely. So Michael, you've been in the men's space a lot longer than many of us. And so when you started in the men's space, was there a men's movement? You always hear about the women's movement and all this kind of stuff. I was told there was one, but it didn't end up being a movement. It like stopped, which is why we may be where we are now. Can you take me through those years and how it's evolved?
Yeah. So if you go back to around the late 80s, okay, yeah. a couple of things happened. First of all, there was a Christian organization called Promise Keepers. I don't know if okay. you've ever heard of Promise Keepers. Promise Keepers was one of the first organizations that sort of focused on men's work, but they did it from a Christian perspective. They weren't really focusing on the emotional healing and the trauma and all that. They were just saying, men, we need to do something differently, okay? Mm-hmm. And then Robert Bly wrote a book called Iron John.
Oh, okay.
Iron John, in a lot of cases, was the beginning of the men's movement because okay. Iron John challenged men to really look at what it meant to be a man.
Mm.
He did it through some stories and some mythology, and it was really amazing. And that's kind of the jump starting point for the men's movement, in my belief. And then okay. there was a guy named Sam Keen, mm-hmm. and he wrote a book called Fire in the Belly. And it was a really good book, really challenging men to look within. So this, again, late 80s, early 90s. And then there was an organization called the Mankind Project. Are you right. familiar with the Mankind
yes,
Project?
Yes, I am familiar.
Yeah, they offer a three-day workshop called the New Warrior Training Adventure.
Right.
And so that three-day workshop is very powerful. If you have not done it, if you're interested as a man mm-hmm. to be transformed, check it out, the Mankind Project, mkp.org.
Got it.
Organization. And the Mankind Project's New Warrior Training really started gaining root. And now they're, you know, worldwide, around the world. And so as I look back over the last 25 years or so, when I first began, there were very few men having these types of conversations. But now there are an unlimited amount of resources for men.
Hmm.
Now, I like to think of myself as an optimist. Yes. As a matter of fact, I consider myself to be an irrepressible optimist because I believe mm-hmm. is that men are actually waking up. And there's a couple of reasons why. First of all, when the women's movement started back in the 70s, right. 60s, 70s, Gloria Steinem and all them, well, women said, look, we don't want to just accept these roles of being barefoot and pregnant, taking care of our husbands. We want jobs. We want, we want to do all that right. stuff. So the women's movement kicked off, which changed the dynamic.
Right. Absolutely.
Men. Because as men, you know, we were taught that we had three primary responsibilities, the three mm-hmm. P's. Yep. Procreate, provide, and protect.
Right.
So that's what men, that's what we did.
Right.
Well, when the women's movement started kicking in, the roles started changing. And a lot of men are still rejecting some of these changing roles.
Sure.
But at the same time, there are a lot of men who are open to these changing roles. Mm-hmm. And that's why you and I are even having true. This conversation yeah, today.
True, too. Absolutely.
So again,
absolutely.
The optimist in me sees this amazing progression.
Right.
And there's a woman named Barbara Marx Hubbard, who wrote an amazing book called Conscious Evolution.
Mm-hmm.
And in her book, she theorizes that human beings are still evolving.
Mm-hmm.
And what she says is we are evolving from what we call Homo sapiens to what she calls Homo universalis.
Okay.
And so if we take that idea, this evolutionary okay. process, human beings are still evolving. So right. let's set gender aside.
Yes.
And recognize that there is a divine intelligence that created this universe.
Okay? True. Yep.
This intelligence knows what it's doing.
Yep.
Evolution is simply the process through which we evolve to deeper and deeper levels of consciousness.
Right.
So what we're doing as a species, I believe, are we're still evolving.
I agree.
So okay. Despite what we see in mainstream media,
mm-hmm.
there are lots of reasons for optimism.
Yes.
And if we will buy into the idea that there is a divine intelligence that set all of this in motion,
mm-hmm.
then we can look at it through a different perspective. And I believe, once again, there's never been a better time to be alive on the planet than right now.
You know, I'm with you, Michael. It is very easy to see what's happening and be negative because our brains are wired that way.
Mm-hmm.
It takes intent, awareness, and really being conscious that this is an opportunity to push us forward in a better way. And there isn't a high percentage of human beings who look the way you and I look in terms of optimism, right? It's challenging to see this as optimistic. I agree with you that it is, because what I see is that the divide that's happened between men and women, it's caused us all to realize that we can't go alone. We need each other. Men need women. Women need men. We need to agree that we think differently. Hey, that's the brain. We think differently. Let's embrace the fact that we think differently, and let's acknowledge that each gender needs to learn the thinking language of the other gender so we can understand, we can enhance communication, we can bolster relationships, we can stop the divorce rate, we can lower the suicide rate, we could mitigate the financial family loss, right? That's what you are helping people do now, Michael. By strengthening the man, we help strengthen the woman. And by strengthening the woman, we help strengthen the man. And that's what you're doing, Michael. It's not a us versus them thing. It's that evolution that you're talking about. And I implore, you are a fascinating individual, man, that you have been on this path. So where do you see it right now? We've got that optimism. We're moving in the right direction. What do you think the next phase is in this men's movement?
Well, again, I think men are waking up.
Okay, so we've woken up. Thank you.
Because technically, I think men are hungry for something new and different.
Absolutely.
They're tired, they're frustrated, and they're looking for better ways of being men. And so what this movement is about, what I'm continuing, is the process of giving men some tools to help them wake up.
Absolutely.
So again, I write, I speak, I do workshops and things like that. So that's my way of being in service to humanity.
Well, and so, okay. So you mentioned the ways you do it. You speak. What, when you're out there speaking on stage, what is the main topic, main message that you want to get across to men?
Well, again, I wrote a book called A New Conversation with Men.
Okay.
And so that really kind of sums up what I'm talking about. So for men who are watching this, men who are, once again, tired, frustrated about the old antiquated paradigm of masculinity, what I'm saying is there's a better way. There's a way of joy. There's a way of passion. There's a way of fulfillment. And so too many times as men, again, we keep looking out there, right?
Yep,
we look for the bank account, we look for the cars, we look for the stuff, and that stuff doesn't really give us fulfillment.
True.
So what we're longing for is fulfillment, connection, and purpose. And so what I'm attempting to do is give men some tools to help them find those things, because it's possible for us as men to have lives of purpose, with joy, with passion, and with financial abundance. There's absolutely nothing wrong with making money. Don't hear
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely. Absolutely nothing wrong.
Make as much money as you want to make. Yep. Have a vocation that really drives you. So that's possible. But again, we have to be willing to do the inner work. And that's the real challenge, getting men to do the inner work.
Well, I love what you're saying. And the big message here is we men stop chasing all the external stuff. Because that stuff's moving all the time, and you keep moving goals, you'll never reach them. I believe, and like you, I'm sure, the greatness lies within us, and we need to reach within. God has given us, and if you believe in God or the greater source or universe, has given us the capability, the ability, and the tools. It's all in us to become the best people we can be. It's a matter of us believing that it's in us and helping and having people like Michael Taylor help us bring it out. Because that's what you're doing. You're helping us, we men, bring out our greatness because we don't know how to. You're guiding us.
Well, every primary religion has a very simple, basic idea and premise. Mm-hmm. And that premise is there is something in you that is divine. Mm-hmm. You can call it whatever you want to call it.
Right. Absolutely.
Now, again, I choose to call it divine intelligence. That's how I view this, this higher being, this higher power. Absolutely. I call it divine intelligence. It just works for me.
Yeah.
But rest assured, as a human being, you have access to this divine intelligence. It's in you. It is a part of you. But it is your responsibility to tap into it, to figure out how to connect to it. And when you do, nothing is impossible.
All right. So we know the why and we know the what. The how is what men need. So if you are that man who is unsure of his role in society, his role in life, how does he take that first step to find out who he needs to be?
First of all, he has to decide if he's going to have the courage to say, I need help. Okay. That's where it starts. So
okay,
once they've made that choice, okay, I want to do something different. There are an infinite amount of resources for men these days. There are podcasts, there are books, there are seminars, there's the Mankind Project, there's therapists. Mm-hmm. So there's no lack of resources, just simply a lack of resourcefulness. So resourcefulness means, okay, I'm ready to do something different with my life. Where do I start? Right. Well, again, I believe in divine intelligence. And if we choose to simply make that declaration, I'm ready to do something different, and then just start paying attention to the little synchronicities that'll start showing up. For example, you may listen to this podcast mm-hmm. and go, ooh, okay, that makes sense to me. Maybe I need to go see a therapist, or maybe I need to read one of the books the guy just talked about. So right. You just have to be aware and conscious to the little synchronicities that the universe will start sending to you as soon as you declare that you want to make a change.
I love it.
And that's where it starts.
And what I've noticed in my journey, once I was ready to do that, that's almost all you need to do, because then your mind changes. You're seeing things differently. You're seeing things as opportunities instead of barriers. And I'm learning for the first time in my life just to be. Follow that. Once I ask for help and I'm open to receiving that help, amazing things happen, Michael.
Oh, yeah. And again, it's as a former atheist.
Mm-hmm. This is an interesting story, guys. So this is very intriguing.
As a former atheist, mm-hmm. I remember just hearing the word God would trigger something in me. I just didn't believe it. I was absolutely convinced there was no such thing as God. And it was difficult for me to wrap my mind around, because some of the things I was taught about God just didn't work for me.
Right.
But what I have come to know, okay, is that there is something, I call it divine intelligence, that permeates this universe.
Right.
And if you're watching this right now, I don't think it's an accident. I believe it's simply a way the universe is sending you a message to possibly guide you to whatever's next for you. Yeah. And so one thing that, especially as men, we have to learn how to do is to trust our own intuition.
Yep.
We've been taught that intuition is for women, but intuition, men are just as intuitive as women. We just haven't learned how to listen to it.
That's true.
And when we learn to listen to and tap into our intuition, it's simply our higher power guiding us to what we need to do next.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Agreed 100%. Like, the tools have always been within us. We've been told not to use them. So most of what we've learned in life, guys and women out there, throw it away. Start learning now. I'd say every 15 minutes, you can recreate your life in the direction you want it to go. So, hey, Michael, I could talk to you every day, every hour, and keep going here. I do want to promote some of the stuff that you're doing. So, folks, I am sure you have now captured the essence of Michael Taylor, and I'm going to make it easy for you to reach out to him, because it's going to be well worth your efforts. Go to this website, okay? I recommend you go to anewconversationwithmen.com, okay? Michael's written a wonderful book called The Five Illusions of Manhood. Go to that website. You can download the free ebook called The Five Illusions of Manhood. And I'm telling you, it will rock your world. So go to anewconversationwithmen.com, download the free ebook, and reach out to Michael. Let him know what you thought about the book and how it helped transform you, what you were able to do to counter those illusions. And I guess we'll start there and how people can get in touch with you. So Michael, I have two final questions. Are you ready for these questions, man? All right.
Absolutely.
So Michael, you have the opportunity to sit down with young 7 to 10-year-old Michael, and you want to give him advice about life. What are you going to tell him?
Don't chase stuff. chase your joy and your passion first. Find the thing that lights you up from the inside. Everything else will follow.
Love that. All right. So switch hats. You're now sitting down with young Michael Taylor, the young businessman entrepreneur, and you want to give him advice about business. What are you going to tell him?
There are no limits to what you can accomplish. There's never been a better time for you to launch your business and create that billion-dollar corporation that you've already dreamed about. Technology has improved in such a way that you can do anything. So go out there, follow your heart, live your dream, build that billion-dollar company you've always dreamed about.
Love it. Very inspiring, my friend. Listen, I want to thank you for coming. I want to thank you for coming into my life. I got to thank Lion Goodman for introducing us. Michael, you're a wonderful human being. Please keep doing what you're doing. You are changing the lives of many men. And, you know, in turn, you're changing the lives of many women because you're changing the lives of those many men. And again, thank you for coming on, my friend.
The pleasure has been all mine. And the last piece I'll put in here,
please,
is that as men, when we do our inner transformational work, it will always guide us to our divine purpose. Each of us has unique gifts and talents that we showed up with. It's encoded in our DNA. It's our responsibility to figure out what it is. And when you get on purpose, life becomes a miracle.
Love that. On that note, be well, everybody. Take care. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, please subscribe and give us a review to help others find it. If you find yourself immersed in adversity and would like to find support from other men in times of struggle, please become a member of my Men Supporting Men collaboration tribe by emailing me at drew@profitcompassion.com, expressing your interest, and I'll get in touch with you. Speak to you soon.